I'm sorry, man. I didn't see you. I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry.
Welcome home, Ray.
Some guy sneezed on me.
Oh. So did you miss me?
I'm in the men's room at the airport, right? I'm not bothering anybody. This guy, he's right in my face, sneezing like he's trying to blow out the devil.
That's gross.
2 seconds, I'm dripping in this material from a complete stranger. You know, you hear about this all the time. You everything's going to happen to you.
That sounds really awful, honey. You know what? Maybe I can help you forget.
Hmm? Hey, what are you doing? I spent the whole flight, half the flight, I'm in the bathroom just scrubbing my face. See all this skin? No. Something's got to be wrong.
You know, I'm sure you're fine, Ray. He was probably just sneezing from all that disinfectant they use in those bathrooms.
Hey, if there was disinfectant in that bathroom, it was getting its ass kicked. Do you think, am I going to get something?
No.
Look at my eyes. Do they look watery to you?
Oh, they look fine. Beautiful brown.
What about the white part? Does it look red or yellow?
You know, honey, if you're so worried, why don't you go see Dr. Sundram tomorrow?
So you do think I have something?
No, but if you don't believe me, then go see a doctor.
You're probably right. Yeah, I should go. Oh, man, I'm exhausted.
Ray, you know how you're always complaining that I'm never in the mood?
Yeah.
Now you're getting it.
Does my neck, does it feel swollen though? No, just one side. One side feels a little uneven. I'm just gonna take some aspirin, you know? Or maybe some of that ibuprofen.
I want credit for this. I believe I shaved my legs. You're having more fun in it than I do, so. All right, but scream upstairs!
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Awful.
Are you sick? Is that what the doctor said?
He's running some tests.
What kind of tests?
The Q-tip in the throat thing.
Honey, they do that to everybody. Are you sick or not? What did the doctor say?
Doctors, look, I know how I feel.
Okay. So the doctor said you're fine.
I'm not fine. No, you know, You know how you feel the day before you get the flu? Well, this is the day before that. That's what it is. I should have went to the doctor tomorrow.
Okay, you know what? Then go back again tomorrow.
Well, no way. I probably caught something from just being in that room with those people. It's like a germ casserole in there.
You know what? I'm around germs all the time. The kids bring all kinds of stuff home. I hardly ever get sick.
Maybe you're a cyborg.
Maybe. Or maybe it's because I'm always in here washing stuff all the time. My hands are always clean.
Let me wash my hands.
Yeah, well, you know, honey, you gotta use soap.
Soap.
Use the soap there and scrub really hard, you know? Like you're doing a pot.
Uh-huh.
Hey, do that pot.
I don't wash my hands enough, that's the problem.
Well, that might be the problem. Yeah, that's it. Just get the soap all over that. Hey. As long as you are home, why don't you take the kids to their play date?
Yeah, let me just finish this.
Okay. Take your time.
Hi, Diaz.
Hey, Marie.
Raymond, I saw your car. Why aren't you at work?
I had a doctor appointment.
You went to the doctor and didn't tell me? Why wasn't I told?
It's nothing, Marie. The doctor said he's fine.
He's running tests.
Tests? What's wrong? Tell me. I have a right to know.
Some guy sneezed on me.
What? What guy? Who did this to you?
Some guy at the airport.
Someone sneezed on you at the airport? You could have anything from anywhere.
Or you could have nothing.
Oh, look at this face. Look at the bloodshot eyes and the yellow skin and the droopy cheeks.
That's his regular face.
No. I have been feeling kind of droopy.
Yeah, but the doctor said...
Doctors. He never had to go to a doctor when I was taking care of him. Give me your head.
Not hot, is he?
Not yet, but something's coming.
You see that? I always feel normal right before I get a fever.
It's amazing.
All right, that's it. Go ahead, get up to bed right away, young man. We're going to nip this in the bud.
She's right, though. I think she's right.
Yeah, wait a minute. What about taking the kids?
Not in your condition. All right, no more discussions. Go ahead. Get up there.
Maybe
go.
I'll just, you know, go rest for a little while and, you know, maybe you can keep the kids a little quiet.
He's such a brave little soldier.
Soldier? No, he's a hypochondriac. Every time he nicks himself shaving, he wants to call a priest.
He's a sensitive boy.
Marie, he's not sick.
What are you saying? That Raymond is lying to me when he tells me he feels droopy?
You really think he's sick?
My son told me that he doesn't feel right. And I love him, and I'm going to take care of him.
And I don't love him?
I'm not saying anything.
All right, Marie. Thank you.
You know, I understand that you're a young woman of today, what with the women's lib and all that. And you probably think of me as a very old-fashioned, out-of-touch housewife. And maybe I am. But if someone in my family needs me and wants me to take care of him, I'm there for him. And I'm happy to do it. And now, I'm going to boil my Raymond a chicken.
Hi. What's wrong with your hands?
Well, they're all mentholated.
Here, let me get that for you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
What are you doing?
I'm rubbing this in for you.
Why?
Because you said you were sick, and I want to take care of you. And I'm happy to do it.
Oh, okay. All right, just be careful. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
What?
Oh, yeah. You don't want to burn my nippies.
Okay. There you go. Got that?
All right,
hey, and I brought you some soup.
Soup?
Yeah, chicken soup.
My mom's?
No, mine.
Oh. Wait, I want to get all up in that soup.
How is it?
Hot.
I added some celery.
Yeah, well, look, there's the leaves. The leaves.
So, how you feeling?
I'm still droopy, I think.
Sorry. Is there anything else that you need?
Hey, maybe we could let this cool off a little more. Huh? Could you put it all the way over there?
Sure. So, what else? Can I give you a back rub or something?
What's the something?
A back rub.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. There. How's that feel?
Oh, that feels good.
Yeah.
I should get sick more often, yeah. Ow, that hurts. Yeah, that's hard,
Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, could you do me a favor? Could you change this blanket? Because this one's a little itchy.
That's the one we have on all the time.
Yeah, I know. I guess I'm just like a little more sensitive now or something. Yeah, that's the itchy one. Oh, we don't have the blue one?
It's in the laundry.
Oh, well, should I wait or is it not even in the dryer yet?
Hey, how you doing? Your mother sent me. Said you were all alone over here.
I'm not all alone. I'm taking care of him.
Oh, too bad. Because on the way over here, I was trying to think of what we could talk about. I actually came up with a little something.
Well, we can still talk.
Nah, I'll save it.
Well, I tell you that about the guy sneezing on me?
Yeah, Shirley. I ever tell you about Korea? I shared a latrine with 100 men. You were lucky if you got sneezed on. What's on the tube?
You know, Frank, Ray should really be resting.
Hey, Ray, up here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, guys, listen here. Come on. Hey, how you doing, Ray?
So, what are they doing here?
Oh, yeah, I invited them over.
Oh.
Yeah, just, you know, to cheer me up. So, how was practice?
Johnny hit me in the face with the ball.
Yeah, I threw him a pass.
Yeah, when I wasn't looking.
Not looking? It hit you right between the eyes.
Cheered up now?
Yeah. They make a cute little couple. Oh, what'd you get, guys?
Look at that.
Oh, pepperoni smiley face.
Yeah, we did that in the car for you.
Excuse me, girls. Pizza.
So how you feeling, Ray? Look how cute you look in your little pajamas there.
Yeah, they have a little trap door in the back.
Yeah. Open it up, there's a picture of you. See, it's like it's the best medicine.
You know, Ray, are you sure pizza is what you should be eating right now?
Oh, sure it is. It's comfort food.
I'll take a slice of that comfort. Mm.
Speaking of comfort...
Hey, Dad, we already have one sick person here, all right?
Hey, Ray, what happened here?
That's chicken soup, Johnny.
Oh, couldn't keep it down?
Ray, can I get under the covers?
Oh, yeah. Come on, get out of here.
No, I'm good for you. I'm like your little hot water bottle.
All right, you know what, Andy? Get out of the bed. You guys, I'm trying to take care of Ray. Andy, get out of the bed.
Where are you going?
I'm playing the banjo. What's it look like I'm doing?
Oh, come on. You know how to do that. Give me that.
No. I know how to do it. All right, look, somebody time me.
All right,
ready?
I got it.
Go.
All right, the time to beat is zero.
Here we go. I'm going to show him how
to do it.
Get a do-over.
Oh,
give me the do-over.
No, I can do it. Here. This is how it's done.
All right, let me try. Come on, let me try.
Hey,
Bugs, what are you bouncing up? Come on.
Oh, in the pearl. The pearl. The pearl has him in his own house. I'm trying. No. He's boxing him up.
So... Looks like you're feeling better, Ray.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's like a pizza high.
Well, whatever it takes. Thanks, guys.
Not in the face!
All right, Ray, so maybe you can start giving me a hand around here now.
Hey.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, thanks for stopping by, guys. Ray's all better now.
I have chicken soup. What are you doing up?
No, nothing. I just...
Get back into bed. Oh, boys. Boys, you shouldn't be up here getting him all excited.
It's okay, Marie. He's fine.
You're still saying that? I said get into bed.
Oh, my. Deborah actually thinks that I should not...
Don't let her pressure you. Now, give me your head. This is a person who should not be standing.
What? What? What?
I could bake ziti on your head. Go lie down.
Marie, my God, he was just playing basketball.
How's your throat?
It's a little scratchy.
It
is a little scratchy.
And you're giving him pizza?
I didn't.
Cheese is a known phlegm producer. All right, take that out of here.
Right away, this would be.
All right. Yeah. Well, where's your blue blanket?
Oh, it's in the laundry.
There you go. Now, I know you're in pain, but I want you to try to get this all done, okay?
All right.
Just breathe it in.
Oh, yeah, it smells good.
That does smell good.
She makes good soup. That'll fix her right up. That stuff will grow back a limb.
And what else do you feel? Are you achy?
I don't know.
Where? In your chest or your legs?
Both.
What about coughing? Are you coughing?
A little bit.
All right, that's enough! I can't take this anymore.
But Deborah, Raymond is sick.
Oh, that's right. Raymond's sick. Raymond is very sick. And do you know why? Because you made him sick. You're both sick.
I am giving Raymond what he needs.
You're giving Raymond what you need. No. A sick little boy to take care of. Well, I don't need another little boy. And every time you come over here, Raymond takes another step backwards, and I gotta wean him all over again. Well, I'm busy! And I don't appreciate the implication that I am not a good wife and mother and not nurturing. I'm a damn fine nurturer. Now get out of bed! And Marie, you take your soup and your flowers and your probably home-baked bread and get out of our bedroom! What? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. That was Dr. Sundrum's office. Get back into bed, you got strep throat.
Honey, have your soup.
Wow, strep throat.
Mm-hmm.
I probably should eat some ice cream, right?
Oh, of course, dear. Anything you want.
Chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry.
Could you mix all three?
Hey, you know, Ma, I'm thinking that since I've been here, my throat's a little scratchy, too.
Oh, honey, give me your head.
That's right.
You sit down, I'll get you a bowl. Jesus, Johnny, maybe you better have some soup, too. Oh, okay.
I got hit in the face with the ball today.
Oh, I have plenty of soup.
I've had a pain in the ass for the past 45 years. You got any soup for that?
How's my boy? Betsy. Now it says 101. This one's not accurate enough. Flip over.
I really thought the Botox was some kind of rehab place. Watch a frog.
Sure.